Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Butler joining us. We're back with John in just a few moments. Cattle producers, mark it down and plan to be there at the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 6, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 550 Angus bulls will sell, 30 Hereford bulls will sell as well. Express Ranches is involved in all the cutting-edge technology that assists in adding value to your bottom line. Check out details of the 2015 Spring Bull Sale at expressranches.com or give Express Ranches a call, 800-664-3977. Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email. John Butler is Chief Executive Officer of the Beef Marketing Group. They're a producer cooperative with 19 cattle feeding and growing operations that are a part of the cooperative located in Kansas and Nebraska. They've been around since the late 1980s, and they have been focusing on trying to produce value-added beef and beef products that meet consumer demands, and they produce beef that can meet the criteria of folks like Chipotle. At the Ag Issues Forum here in Phoenix, Butler talked about Chipotle and their marketing efforts, which seem to be all about trying to throw other segments of the beef industry under the bus.
I guess the major concern I would have is that, I am a supporter of choice for just about anything, but certainly with beef. And if there is a consumer that is demanding a product, for example, with no hormones and no antibiotics, that's fine. That's a choice that needs to be delivered on. But where I have a concern is when there is marketing or positioning of that product that it's better than the regular beef. And I think that is potentially misleading. I think from a nutritional standpoint, there's very little, if any, difference. There is a perception difference, and that's fine. But I don't believe that I don't think it's the right thing to do from a derogatory standpoint of saying things that this one is better than that one. I think the better approach would be that this one meets these expectations. In their case, no antibiotics, no hormones. And that's fine. And that's what should be marketed and positioned to the consumer.
Seems that Chipotle has been one of those that's drawn a lot of attention from mainstream beef production of cattle producers because of their cartoons. And they've been very aggressive in their promotion.
They have. And again, I have issue with that personally. And I feel like that there's a concern there that is portrayed to the consumer, that those of us that are in the business of producing a safe and wholesome protein product are not doing it correctly, are doing it in a way that is harmful to the animals, that we don't have care and compassion for those individuals, and that is just wrong. That is just wrong. And so I have issue with that sort of positioning and that type of marketing.
And John Butler adds that a lot of times Chipotle will change their specifications for beef they're buying in order to maintain profitability at the expense of what they tell the consumer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, February 27th. It's going to be broadcast live this time from the Heritage Place, 2829 South MacArthur Boulevard in Oklahoma City, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll also be broadcast live, as always, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. If you want more information, 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Again, live from the Heritage Place, South MacArthur Boulevard, Oklahoma City, Superior Livestock, February 27th. At your Beef Buzz from Phoenix, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.